dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, let's jump on in. Come on, get right up in here. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. Father, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. High glory. That none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so thankful. Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory for today, oh God. Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory for today. For this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. How many of you are glad? High glory. See, you got another opportunity. You got another opportunity to give God praise. Come on, somebody. Come on, just begin to give Him praise. Come on now. Come on now, just begin to give Him praise. The Bible says, woo! Oh, magnify the Lord with me, who has pleasure in your and our prosperity. Come on now. He gets joy. See, He gets joy seeing you receive what was promised, what is due you, what He said you would have. Come on, somebody. Woo, glory. Come on now. Just begin to give Him praise. Just begin to give Him praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, I pray right now, I declare and decree. Ha, glory. Woo! Divine health. Divine, oh my God, healing. Oh my God, divine restoration in the body. Father, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh my God, my God, my God. Father, I thank you right now. Oh my God, my God. Come on now, get it right now. Get it right now. Come on now. Come on, get your healing right now. Come on, you can praise. Listen, praise. Oh my God. He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. See, whenever you enter into the courtroom of God with praise, now God, our glory, can become, our glory, your advocator, not only your defense, but also your executioner of what, our glory, whoo, is written and spoken in His word. Because when you remind Him what He said, now He must hasten His word to perform it. Come on now. Oh, my God. Come on. You better get this right now. Oh, my God. My God. Well, listen. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Good morning, Angela. Now listen, grab your Bibles. High glory. Woo, my God. Hey, Keisha. Woo, come on, let's go to this Word here. Oh, my God. Come on now. Give him praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now listen, we said we've been on this teaching ever since Rosh Hashanah, but actually since Tabernacles, at 5785, the Father spoke that this would be your prophetic season of multiplied and abundant grace. Multiplied and abundant grace. Not only is he going to give you more grace in this period, but it's going to be multiplied. It's going to be multiplied because grace is God's spiritual enhancement and empowerment that he pours into your life so that way you can fulfill the purpose of God in your life, okay? Once again, grace. Yes, I know sometimes we have heard it defined as unmerited favor, but what you have to understand is God, grace is what God connects to you so you can do what he spoke, okay? Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get some too. He's going to not only multiply it, but it's going to be more than enough anyway, but he's going to multiply it. Listen, the grace is God super on your natural. Come on now. So then you'll be able to do supernatural. You'll be able to do the supernatural. You'll be able to do the extraordinary. Why? Because it's not your power. Oh, come on now. Good morning, Quinteros. Woo! It's not going to be. See, you ain't going to get tired because it won't be your power. It won't be. Oh, come on now. See, hey, glory. Ishata. Woo, my God. Okay. Somebody's going to get this right now. Okay. Well, let's go here real quick so that I can show you. Let me see if I can move it. Ah, glory. Okay, here it is. Listen, let me show you so that way you can understand that it's going to come from within you. And if God's grace is on your life, come on now, if God's grace, now he said this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, he has to give you. Now remember, okay, we're going to do two things, okay? We're going to go to John chapter 1 first, then we're going to go to Luke 17, okay? John chapter 1, then Luke 17, so that way you can see God's power on your life. Okay, in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's verse 1. But in verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, the Word, he gave to them his power to become what? The sons of God. He gave you his power, his dunamis, his ability. That's what it means in the Greek. Power, dunamis, ability. The word, the Greek word dunamis is where we get our English word dynamite. Okay, dynamo, dunamis. So it's God's explosive power when you received him. Now first, you received him as your salvation, and he became salvation, okay? Now remember, if you need to go back and watch yesterday's broadcast, he is the I am that I am, okay? He is the I am, whatever you need him to be, that's who he is. And in this season, we need him to be grace and multiplied and more than enough grace, because in this season, listen, he's going to redeem the time so we can receive what we should have been with interest before. Not only you, but all the way back to Adam, because the bloodline was hindered with Adam's sin. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. So verse 12, to as many as become. Now I'll go to Luke chapter 17, verse 20. Come on now. And in fact, Someone type, I'm healed. It is so. Come on now. Spirit, soul, body, and financially. See, some of you are going to be healed in your finances because your money's been a little bit funny for the past several seasons or years. Or come on now. But God says, in this season, I'm going to multiply your abundant grace so you can get out of debt, okay? I'm going to give you the power to get out of debt. I'm going to put my super on your natural, and you're going to get out of debt. Oh, come on. I'm talking to somebody right now. Go to Luke chapter 17. Now, I spoke at the beginning of this broadcast that God is healing you. I didn't even realize what God was going to say. Listen, go to Luke chapter 17 now. Look at verse 13. 12. Okay. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers that stood afar off, because at that time, if you had leprosy, it was like today's Ebola, today's COVID-19, and every variant of COVID, okay? And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have what? Mercy upon us. Remember? Oh, come on now. Psalms 102. Come on now. We just came out of tabernacles. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Come on now. Your time to be favored and graced is now. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the who? Priests. And it came to pass that as they went, see, they went in the power of the word. As they went, they were cleansed. Now, listen, here's going to be the difference of what's going to happen with you. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Oh, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in your prosperity. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. Come on now. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. He entered they entered the courtroom when they acknowledged him as Mercy, the son of David. Woo! And Jesus answered and said, now wait a minute. He fell down and worshiped, giving thanks. He was a Samaritan. Now here's the key to this scripture. It was forbidden for Samaritans who are half Jews to commingle with Jews because there was a racial bias in that time. Samaritans did not commingle with the Jews. It was forbidden. And Jesus answered. Now, he didn't answer. He didn't ask a question, but he answered his act of worship, his act of praise. Oh, come on. Now, he answered his obedience, and Jesus answered that, were there not 10 that were cleansed, but where are the other 9? He says, they are not found that return to give what? Glory to God. In this season, you must spend more time giving God glory than keeping your eyes on your circumstance. Save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Your what? Faith has made you whole. 9 were healed. 1 was made whole. That means God went all the way back to Adam and cleansed and restored the bloodline. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, God's empowerment, woo, his multiplied and abundant grace is within you. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my hikisha. Come on now, give him praise. This is why. Now listen, here's the key. 5785 will be your season of renewal and new beginnings. Okay. He says that the presence of A signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, there'll be a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts that aligns with God's ability to bring new life, even to seemingly dead situations. Woo! the power of the mouth. When he came back to worship and give God praise, to give him glory, this is a time to be especially mindful of your words that you speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Prophetic decrees and prayers and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan, God's grace for your life in the earth. Woo, come on now. Amen and amen. Listen, when he came back, when the one came back to worship and praise Jesus for showing grace and mercy, he said, Jesus answered. Look at what he said. Go back to verse 16. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered. Woo! What did he answer? His prayer and worship. Oh my God. Woo! Come on, somebody give him praise. You better get someone type hallelujah. See, when you see when you understand that God, hey, glory, his shot, is bound by his word. And in this season, he's going to hasten his word to perform it. See, you don't believe me. Oh, my God. We got to go to one more scripture. Then we're going to give God his seed. Oh, my God. I think that's in Isaiah. Woo. No, it's in Jeremiah. High glory. It's shot. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1. And then we're going to get ready to give God seed. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1. Look at what it says. High glory. Look at verse 11 and 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest you? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then saith the Lord, this word Lord right here is Jehovah, unto me, you have seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. This word hasten in the Hebrew is the shakad of God, which means to awaken, to be alert to our glory, to wake up, to keep watch, to be wakeful over. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. To do what? To perform it. Oh, my God. He says, my word to perform, to do. This word to perform means is the asah of God, to accomplish, to make, to fashion, to do, to produce. Woo! To act with an effect. Oh, come on now. Woo! To attend, to put in order. Whoa, my God. To ordain, to appoint an institute. Come on now. To press and squeeze. God's going to hasten. He's going to speed up. He's going to watch. He's going to awaken his word to perform it in your life. He's going to, oh my God, he's going to preach. Listen, he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it how? More abundantly. Come on, give God praise. Now listen, I'm going to challenge you today. So into the cash, send out a rumor this morning. Now listen, we've been speaking that you guys should sow into this season, this seed of 5785. So into, we're going to sow out a rumor. Okay, when you give it into the hand of the priest, it's called a priest or a prophet's reward. When you, come on now, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, come on, send it to the Cash App. Amen. $ prophet MD Bryant. Come on now. Send your seed. $ prophet MD Bryant. Come on now. Woo, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they're sowing and giving, I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord to make them rich and add no sorrow with it. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Come on now. You better get this right now. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Sow your seed. When you sow the seed, high glory. And you can sow it into Restored Ministries also. Amen. PayPal or Zelle. Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail is the Zelle. Use your bank account. When you sow it into this word today, God is going to hasten. He said, I will hasten my word to perform it. See, make God prove himself. You make God prove when you act in worship. Woo! When you obey in worship. Woo! Come on now. We have a lot of needs to get taken care of in this ministry by the first, and we need your support and help. Come on, sow the seed in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for joining in. Listen, don't miss this week's broadcast. Go back and watch yesterday's broadcast, because we go deep into the oh my God, woo, getting rid of guilt and condemnation out of your mindset and lifestyle so God can hasten his word to perform it. Come on now. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.